Siddur Slip and Siddur is jointly sponsored by the Mueller family, member of Joyce's father, Robert Siegel. Our learning is Le'Nishmas Le'ze Ruvain Ben Yitzchak HaLevi. We have been making our way through Tachanun. We last left off on the Pasuk. Of course, all of Tachanun is from Tehillim Kapitel Vav. Shuva Hashem Chaltzon Nafshi Oshien Laman Chazdecha. Shuva Hashem, we explained, meant not for Hashem to return. Where did he go that he needs to come back? But that the relationship with Hashem, David HaMelech, is longing as he's suffering from illness, infirmity, as he's suffering from the threats of his enemies, he's asking Hashem to restore the relationship from a place of punishment and harshness to a place of love and affection. Shuva Hashem, return the relationship. Chaltza nafshi, we said, why is it nafshi? If his body is what's suffering, if his body is what's struggling, why is it nafshi? Chaltza means to release, to imprison. Nafshi means the soul, because when the body is suffering, when the body's compromised, when we're physically challenged, our soul is encumbered. It's unable to truly thrive and flourish. It's unable to truly be able to express itself most fully. And so therefore, David HaMelech's entire strategy, which we should follow and employ, is Hashem, please help me be healthy, help me be safe, because I can't serve you with my neshama, my nefesh, unless. We last left off, though. What is Hoshieni Laman Chastecha? Save me, Laman Chastecha, for the sake of your chesed. Here the Koran says, save me for the sake of your loving kindness. So the Meiri explains, Kipshuto, the David is davening to Hashem to save him, b'schus, in the merit of the midah of chesed, because he knows on his own he's made mistakes. Again, we don't say it about David. David said it about himself, chatasi l'Hashem. He knows he's made mistakes, so he feels his own zchuyos, his own merits, his own worthiness is not enough. And therefore he davens, Hoshieni, but Laman Chastecha. But why the word Laman? What does Lama'an mean? What does Lama'an mean? If it's only in the schus of the midah of chesed, in the merit of the quality, Hashem's quality of loving kindness, what is Lama'an? What is Lama'an? I thought maybe what you could say Lama'an means, Hashem, that's your brand. That's your image. That's how you're known, is that you are the Hashem of chesed. So Laman, so that your brand, your image, the way you want people to think about you can be accurate, so therefore, save me, Laman Chazdecha, do it to advance the interests of your chesed, not only mitzad midas chazdecha, not only an expression of your chesed, but also the more chesed you show, the more people will be drawn to you, so towards your brand, towards who you say you are, Laman Chazdecha. And then the kapitel goes on, David HaMelech continues, and he says, Ki ein b'mav zechrecha b'sh'ol miyodelach. In death, there is no mention of you. In death, there is no remembrance of you. B'sha'ol, what's sha'ol? So it's a machlokas what sha'ol is. Sha'ol can mean just again, bekever, can mean in the grave, which is another way of saying a synonym for in death. Or sha'ol can mean gehenim, can mean if a person's going to purgatory, a person's going to the worst part of the afterlife. Different explanations are offered. So, b'sha'ol miyodelach, there, either in the kever, in the grave, or in Gehenim, in the next world, miyodelach. What is the word yodeh? Who will express gratitude? Who will admit, who will acknowledge, and who will express gratitude to you? So, David HaMelech here is davening and requesting of Hashem to help him with the midah of chesed, and that midah of chesed to heal him and to give him life and long life. Because he's employing the argument to Hashem, if I die, if my enemies are successful in eliminating me, or if this illness overtakes me, if I die, so there's no zechrecha, there's no remembrance. I can't remember you, I can't serve you. B'sha'ol miyodelach. And Sha'ol, the Radak says, Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yatzilo mi-sha'ol, lo yuchal l'shavcho. If Hashem doesn't save him, either from death, the grave, or descending low to Gehenim, how could we thank and acknowledge him? This is a principle of our faith. It's only in this world that we have free will, that we can express our autonomy that results in our drawing close to Hashem. In the next world where Hashem is revealed, where there is no hiddenness, so there also is no free will. Free will is a result of equal choices, and equal choices present only when it's an option to deny Hashem's existence. So in the next world, which is complete revelation, when we see Hashem fully, there is no free will. So it's not meaningful there to make the right choice because it's not possible to make the wrong choice. It's only in this world where the olam ne'elam, in the world which is a hiddenness, a place of concealment, when nevertheless we choose, we make the right choices, that's what yields a closeness, a connection to Hashem. In the next world, where our soul returns to its source, to our Creator, in some ways that's blissful, but it also means we no longer have the option to draw closer because we no longer have free will. That's why we live for this life and we live for this world. We live where we can make choices that can bring us close to Hashem. David HaMelech says this all over Tehillim. For example, Kapitel Lamed, Hayotcha Afar. We can't be Moda, can't express gratitude Afar when we are dust of the earth. Imrifam Yakumu Yaducha Sela. Lo Amesim, we just said this morning, Lo Amesim Yalaluka. Those who are dead can't praise you. Can't praise you because praise is not meaningful because there is no alternative or option not to. So all of these different psukim are reflections and expressions that an argument to make to Hashem is, if you want me to have free will and to choose a relationship to be invested with you, to draw close to you, to be meaningful in my relationship with you, that's only in this world. So Hashem, when someone's feeling ill or infirm, threatened or in danger, person's trying to make a compelling argument to Hashem, sustain me, protect me, keep me alive, it's that our relationship only happens in this world. It happens obviously in the next two, but in a very, very different way, because in the next world, there is no bechira, there is no free will. Okay, we pick up the kapitel now, Tachana now pivots to an entirely different theme. David bemoaning the danger of the enemy, Yagati ba'anchasi, which we'll pick up with the Mitzvah Hashem next time.